knowledge is the secret of transformation. If you are receiving the right and positive knowledge, you will be transformed into a better version of you. So the knowledge that you are receiving must bring transformation, and you must decide to renew your mind so that you are changed into a better version of you. So whatever you receive in form of knowledge will either deform you or transform you. There's always a better version of you that you must become. If you're a child of God, you must understand that until you leave this earth, there is always room for improvement. You must always crave to see a better version of you. Hallelujah.
Now, your word in season.
Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for the gifts of life and the blessings we enjoy. Thank you for the latter rain. Thank you for the latter rain. We are grateful. Bless us tonight by your word and your spirit, even in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, I started to share with you on becoming a better version of you, right? All right, and we touched on some few things. Tonight, I just want to lay emphasis on something important that will help all of us. A word is coming to me, psych ourselves, okay? Psych is not really, it doesn't sound like a biblical word, but it has to do with how you handle things in your mind, all right? Hallelujah. So last Sunday, we got to understand that the Lord has planted a special seed in all of us. And it's important that you identify yourself. Okay? And that seed has to do with our callings, our giftings, all that He placed in us. Praise God. And the better we become of all those, then our value would increase. All right? Praise God. And we saw how that God wants us to become better. He doesn't want us to stay at the same level day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. He wants us to be better. So when you study the scriptures, He tells us that when we look into the perfect law of liberty, okay, that is into the mirror of God, we are changed from glory to glory. Glory to glory. Does that sound like progress to you? Let's read that scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. So, 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says, But we all, with open face, that means we are not veiled, okay? Beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. So we saw that the image we are looking at is Christ. Hello? And He says, when we look into the mirror of God, which is the word of God, we are metamorphosed. There's a change going on, all right? It's like the butterfly that goes through stages of transformation before it manifests its colors, all right? But when it starts, it doesn't look like it's beautiful. But give it time. And when it goes through the processes of change, it becomes that beautiful butterfly that we see. So He says, as we behold the glory of God in the mirror of God, we are. So if God wants us to change, that means He wants us to become better. Because you can change in two ways. Change for the worse or change for the better. But I never think God wants us to change for the worse. He wants us to change for the better, right? He wants us to improve. He wants us to become better. All right, so He says, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Not from glory to dust. Somebody said from grace to grass, not from grace to grass. He wants us to go from grace to grace, from glory to glory. So a week from today, your life should be more beautiful. You should be a better person. A month from now, you should be a better person. A year from now, you should be a better person. I hope you are getting the point. Hallelujah. And in this, we are talking about holistic improvement. Not just one area, holistically. So we read from 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We are doing RPK, right? You see, in all of this, it's important you come to the place where we try and test you. We can see you have become very reliable because you are becoming better every time. All right? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, holistic sanctification. Not just your spirit, but your spirit, your soul, your body. Your spirit, your soul, your body. Amen. Beautiful. Understand that decadence, or what we call entropy, like the degrading of things, you see, it's set into everything, including human beings. So if you don't strive to improve and you just leave yourself, you grow worse, you won't grow better. So that means to become a better version of you, there must be effort. What did I just say? There must be effort. You don't just sit down and become a better version of you. It won't happen like that. There must be effort. In every area, there must be effort. All right? There must be effort. So, last Sunday, we looked at the principles of continuous success. And we said that in the principles of continuous success, the first principle is what? Never be content with your current state. And I said contentment, as preached by the Bible, is against covetousness, not to discourage progress. So when you say, be content as with such things as ye have, that means he doesn't want you to be covetous. So if you see somebody has a car, all right, do you like cars?
Yes, sir.
When I use those examples, receive it too. Yes, receive it. What you receive is what you become. Receive it. When I say car, receive it.
I receive it.
When I say land, receive it.
I receive it.
Don't be one of those people that say these things are not important. Hey. Hey. Yo. So let's say you see somebody has a car. Don't be covetous. But in becoming a better version of yourself, at a point you must have a car. I hope you are getting the point. Yes. So you would want a car, not because somebody else has a car. So covetousness, so contentment is to cure us of covetousness. Don't covet. I hope you understand covetousness. Like somebody's thing. Now when you womb, when you woke, or before Friday, now I say, oh, present, need the any be now, open, no. You can have your own. Do you understand the point? You can have your own. The fact is that you can have your own. And God permits variety. You can have it as you want it. Glory to God. If God wanted all of us to be the same, he would have given us all the same nose. They say, look, variety. You know, poverty doesn't allow you to think variety, but be very bold about life. Have an open mind, okay? Hey. You know, some people, they say, oh, this person has built this plan, like building plans. I'm going to build the same thing. Why build the same thing? Why build the same thing? Why can't you add some changes? Won't start with the same thing, mommy. Why can't you have some variations? That's the beauty of life. Look at how many birds God created. Look at how many, when you go into animals and plants, look at the variety of species. Look at somebody say, look, wake up, wake up. You must enjoy life, wake up.
Hallelujah.
Good, so be content with such things as ye are doesn't mean you shouldn't progress. You know, there are actually some scriptures in the Bible, when you read them, it's almost like it is progress, an enemy of anti-progress. For example, if you read a scripture like, thou shalt take no thought of what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear. He says, enough is the trouble for today. Leave tomorrow for itself. It sounds like don't plan. Let's read it. I think you will appreciate what I'm saying if we read it. Matthew. The book of Matthew. Chapter what? Please, let's read it. Let's start from verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. What shall ye eat or what shall ye drink? Nor yet for your body, what shall ye put on? Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? What he is attacking here is worry, not planning. You should be able to know what the scripture is saying and what he's addressing. So he says, don't worry, not don't plan. Practically, who can live life without planning? He said, I will wear yellow and black. You have to. You say, God said we shouldn't care about what we wear. So me, I don't really care about what I wear. Who does that? The next verse. Verse 26, please. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Yes, I am better than they. So I won't worry. God will take care of me. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't plan. This is not anti-planning. This is anti-worry. The next verse. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? Nobody. Verse 28. And why take ye thought of for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? That is when you worry about these things. That is what he's trying to address. The next verse that he says, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. The next verse. But ye seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil. This means don't plan. No. It is the worry part of life that he wants us to escape. Not the planning. So, when we read the scripture, let's read it well so that we do not dismiss what God wants us to know. Somebody say amen. Beautiful. So you must get out of your comfort zone. You must say, I am not content with my current state. All right. Then the second thing we discussed was Don't. I'm listening to you. Yes? In being content, yes. The first thing was, you must admit that what? You have not reached perfection. Good. There's a better version of you. Then B. 1B. Don't compare yourself with anybody. Right? Hey. Ask somebody, do you remember? Hallelujah. Okay. Sorry. No, that one was under. You must accept that you have not reached perfection yet. So that was under it. The message is there on Facebook. Go and listen to it again. All right. Let me add on a little detail tonight. Is that okay? Are you tired? Don't be tired, oh. Hallelujah. Now, tonight, I just want to add a little detail. To become a better version of you, okay, in discussing not being content and looking at we have not achieved perfection yet and looking at don't compare yourself, what I would add tonight is getting up from our comfort zones, okay, and striving for God's best. Getting out from our comfort zones and striving for God's best. When we say a comfort zone, simply put, we can say a comfort zone is a place where you think you have found rest, okay? By yourself, you know you have not arrived. So, if you look at a baby when born enjoys breast milk. But breast milk is not God's best for the baby. God expects the baby to grow, to grow, becoming a better version of itself, okay? Then at a point, the baby must come out of the comfort zone, and it is not easy. The baby must grow teeth. And just look at the pain a baby goes through just to get teeth, so that it can now enjoy. Teeth is not just for beautification of the face. All right? But then to break down solid food so that the body can absorb it. Are you following the thing? Good. So now you see that the baby goes through pain to grow teeth in order to be able to enjoy the things that are ahead. Is somebody listening at all? You know, at every point in time, we would come to a place where it feels like where we are is okay. All right? Now, this is a bit different from being content with your current state. You know, being content with your current state, you can be there and it's like you are content. But it is not really a comfortable zone. Because your current state can be better or worse. Some people, they are in a current state where they are and they settle. But this one I'm talking about, where you have come to a place where it feels as like there's some kind of comfort.
Oh.
Am I communicating?
Yes.
If you don't wake up from that comfort zone, it will be difficult to become a better version of yourself. Okay? Hello? How many of you know that slavery is more comfortable than responsibility, than freedom? For example, the children of Israel are in captivity. They're in captivity. Their meal, they
they don't have to think about what to eat. It is provided for them. They don't have to bother about clothes. All right? They don't have to bother about onions and garlic. All right? But now God says, I'm taking you to a promised land. Now, they were now going to move through the wilderness. They were now going to be moved from their comfort zone. Hello? Their comfort zone. That is why when they got to a point, they started crying, wanting to go back to Egypt, because in slavery, you see, if you are not the one paying rent and the meal you eat is free, it's a comfort zone. And if you are not careful, you never become better. Because you see, I think the message is not nice. Is it nice? If somebody wakes up in the morning and gives you, that's why many people don't want to marry. Because marriage, look, I hope you're getting them. When they look at what you need to go through when you have married, comfort zone. Comfort zone is an enemy of becoming a better version of yourself. So you see, as we progress in this study, we'll look at the comfort zones we must wake up from. And I'm talking about a better version of yourself. All right? The fact is that comfort is an enemy of progress. Comfort. When you see you are too comfortable, it's an indication that you are not growing. Because growth will bring pain. Is somebody listening at all? They were enjoying their garlics and their onions, plenty of water. So though they were in slavery, they were in a comfort zone until God said, it's time to move. When they moved, listen carefully, when they moved, even the promised land he was taking them onto, he said, it's flowing with milk and what? Honey. Milk. You have to milk the cow. Honey. You have to go to the beehives and get it. I hope you are getting the point. So it's almost like when you are in slavery, there's a certain comfort it provides. When you are free, freedom comes with responsibility. And the moment you take responsibility, it's not comfort zone issue. Now you have to make sure that things are done right. All right? Now, every one of us may find ourselves in a certain comfort zone if we want to become a better version of ourselves. We must know how to wake up from our comfort zone. For example, if you have a very good bed, the probability that you may never wake up to pray, at a point when whatever it looks like, whatever you need is around, at that point, it's a very dangerous place to be. Where it's almost like, the moment I stretch my hand, I get this. When I stretch my hand, I get this. I can just go to the wall and insert a card and point some figures, and I can get whatever. I hope you are getting the point. When you get to that place, there's a probability that you will not become a better person of yourself, a better version of yourself, because you are now settled in a certain comfort zone. You think there's no need to. Am I communicating at all? The children of Israel had that challenge. And most of the time, you realize that those in Christ, we come to places where we feel we have come to a place where we are comfortable. And we don't need to be
troubled. This place is okay. Eh? This place is what? It's not okay. Tell somebody it's not okay. It's tell the person it is not okay. We must wake up from the comfort zone. Hallelujah. Wake up. Wake up from the comfort zone. Some people are living in their parents' house. They are so relaxed. Dada and mama. Are you getting that boy? Hallelujah. Of course, there's a certain age you have to be there. All right? But it hits a certain level, you must know that if I don't get out of this comfort zone, if I don't get out of this comfort zone, it will be difficult for me to become a better version of myself. I tell you. You wouldn't even learn how to pay rent. And when you get to a certain level of life, you know, there are different people here at different levels of their lives. So sometimes I mix the things. Okay. That's why I don't go straight. I mix them because there are different people and different levels of life. At a point, renting is a comfort zone. Building is out of comfort zone. Yes, at a point. Because to rent, the person has done everything for you. You just go in, you pay your rent, you enter the place, and you live there. All right? But to build, you have to roll up your sleeves. Go to the site and see the foundation. A lot of working hard so that God will bless you with some money so that you can invest in the building. And when you push the money in, it doesn't come back. Look at somebody and say, please, are you listening to what Pastor is saying? Yeah. To become a better versions of ourselves. Listen. Decide you will wake up from your comfort zone. All of us may have several comfort zones we are enjoying now. As you get back home, it will come to you. This thing is too, I'm becoming too comfortable. I must become a better version of myself in this area. Then you come up with the structures that would help you get out of that comfort zone. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Comfort. Sometimes you have gone to school and you have a certain level of education. You are in a comfort zone. Now you have to stretch. Come out of your comfort zone and take a higher course. Hey, some of you have finished school, isn't it? Ask the person for me, have you finished school? Which school did you finish? Ask the person for me, which school did you finish? You are not asking them for me, which school did you finish? Hallelujah. So, God told his people, you think you have come to a place of rest, but this rest is polluted. If you stay here, it will destroy you. So tonight, my message is very simple. Get into your life. Now, when we are putting our life in sections, we look at spirit, soul, and body. Sunday, we'll talk more. Examine yourself. I have not reached that level yet. But I am too comfortable at this level. When you are closer to a market, so everything you want, you get it cheap. So now it has become a comfortable zone. Now you can't fast. Whenever we talk about fasting, it's a problem. Now I'm talking about comfortable zones. Is somebody listening to me at all? Comfortable. You are so comfortable, right? Micah chapter 2, verse 10. May we not be destroyed by comfort. Kabarita dabakosha. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is what? Polluted. It shall destroy you. even with a sore distraction. When you think, I've arrived, this place is comfortable, at least let's settle here. All right? This situation is a comfortable situation. Oh, at least when you know, oh, what can you do now? Oh, I can do this and this. I'm fine. Now, I'm really comfortable. I don't need to really stress myself. There's a problem. Then you will not become a better version of yourself. All right? Yeah. From tonight, think through things and see which area am I becoming too comfortable that I need to wake up from. Because if I don't wake up from that comfort zone, I will never become a better version of myself. I hope you are getting the point. Some of you must decide spiritually. I must invest some more pressure on myself to pray. I must invest some more pressure on myself to engage in some personal fasts. Solistically, I must invest, put some pressure on myself to read more. Huh? I think you don't like the message. To read more. To engage my mind more. To read materials that would cause my brain to sweat. I must take some new courses. Some of us are so comfortable with the knowledge we had from SSS. Yeah. Some of us are so comfortable with the knowledge we had in first degree. All right? Yes. So, we are not becoming better versions of ourselves. We look at ourselves and we are satisfied with ourselves. And God is not. He expects us to become better. But our comfort zones can restrict us. Am I communicating at all? Ask somebody for me, what book are you reading this year? Any book? Any book? I tell you, most of us are not the reading type. We are the watching type. We like short videos. Somebody said, as the stone is to the knife, so are books to the mind. All right? Yeah. So are books to the mind. Then physically, what comfort zone have you found yourself? You see, that comfort zone is destroying you. Now you see, you can buy yogurt. You see, any drink you like, you can drink. You see, now anything you like, you can buy and eat. You can get your hands on and chew. You see, that comfort zone is spoiling you. Hey, it's a comfort zone. It's a comfort zone. You need to wake up and say, no more this. Now, I'm getting out of this comfort zone because I want to become a better version of myself in this area. Have I helped you tonight? It's a very short message tonight. If I will be a better version of myself, I must wake up from my comfort zones. Any area that I have become so comfortable that I feel that it's okay. All right? As for contentment, it could be worse or good. But in comfort, it's like, it's good. All right? And I'm okay. I don't need to stretch. But you need to tell yourself, this year, I'll become a better version of myself. Spirit, soul, body. Financially, I'll become a better version of myself. Oh, I'm making 20K. It's okay. It's okay. 20K, I can afford anything. That, oh boy, 20K, there are things you can't afford. No, let's. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. So the things I have to wake up from and say, no, I must make more. Hallelujah. As a church, comfort zone. Do you know when you see a church is in its comfort zone? In the comfort zone.
People are prospering. You see, everybody is prospering, small. Everybody is having something here, something here, something here. And they relax. Oh, if even people don't come, it's not okay. Yeah, I have an eye. When you want to see a church in comfort zone, check that. They never accomplish anything. I hope you are getting the point. Yeah. But when we wake up from our comfort zone, now you will see that you are shedding off fat. I have said something in Proverb. We are working hard because we wake up from our comfort zone, we will see growth. Hallelujah.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.